A new government report concludes that at least 250 U.S. military veterans have been placed in immigration removal proceedings over the last 6 years. The report also found that immigration officials don't follow their own policies for handling the vets. Miguel Perez Jr. is one of them. The Chicago soldier was among the first troops deployed to Afghanistan following the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Now he's one of dozens of deported veterans who say they've been exiled from the country they fought for. WBEZ's Maria Inez Zamudio brings us the story of how he's trying to survive in Tijuana, Mexico.
Hi, nice to finally meet you in person.
Miguel Perez lives in a small apartment on the third floor of a colorful building in Tijuana, Mexico. Hats for the Cubs, Bears, and Bulls hang around his home. We sit in the balcony overlooking the Pacific Ocean. He describes the terrifying experience of being dumped by immigration agents in the dangerous border city of Matamoros, across the bridge from Brownsville, Texas, a year ago.
He opens up a door, and when I go through the door, I turn around. He's like, we're done. He said, you see those green arrows over there? He's like, that's Mexico. Go ask them for help. And I was just like, devastated.
He had no money. In a hotel room, he held his documents and 2 days' worth of medication close to him.
It was a big room, and I spent all night in one corner fixing my paperwork, separating everything. And then you hear gunshots down the street right outside that hotel.
His new reality set in quickly. He had to find a way to live in a country he left when he was a boy. But the injuries Perez sustained from two tours in Afghanistan made it all the more challenging. While in combat, he suffered a traumatic brain injury. When he returned to Chicago from the war, his family noticed odd behavior. Perez sought help from the VA, but the waiting list was long. He started self-medicating, first with alcohol and later with cocaine. He was later arrested and charged with intent to distribute. He spent 7 years in state prison and another in federal custody fighting his deportation. While incarcerated, he received treatment for his PTSD for the first time. While veterans with service-related injuries have access to medical care, Perez struggles to find mental health professionals and medication in Tijuana. Last summer, Perez attempted suicide twice.
I think it was when I was just feeling really, really bad, and I just started shaking and sweating, and I couldn't really do anything. It was just when it first started, like the symptoms that I have now, that's when it first happened. And I was just like, oh, maybe I'd be better off dead.
Deported veterans I interviewed for this story, including Perez, were brought to the United States as children with green cards. When veterans return home and get in trouble with the law, citizens get a second chance, but legal permanent residents are subject to deportation. And while immigration officials are supposed to take into account military service in removal proceedings, a new government report shows that hasn't happened. Without government support, deported veterans are left to fend for themselves. In Tijuana, dozens of veterans have established informal ways to help each other. The United Deported Veterans is an advocacy organization. Hector Lopez is the director.
The main way we've been able to cope is by covering for each other and looking out for each other, because really there's really nothing else we can do here because the medical system is so screwed up here.
He says it's unfair the U.S. government isn't providing much-needed services to these veterans. And most have few options for health care outside the U.S. Rudy Melson with Consultants for America's Veterans has connected dozens of deported veterans with VA benefits, including Perez.
So many veterans are heavily, heavily depressed, using substances, drugs, and what have you, that they're getting at different places in Mexico as a way to cope with service-related, but not yet service-connected mental health issues.
Alex Murillo is a Desert Storm vet and a friend of Miguel Perez. He was deported in 2012 following a marijuana conviction. Murillo says he feels betrayed by his country.
How could you do this to us as Americans, as American soldiers?
Miguel Perez dreams of returning to the U.S., and he's already planning what he'll do in Chicago.
Besides the food and friends and family, I want to go to the hospital and put me in there for like a month or two and get me on the right medicine, get me on the right thing, and I want to get healthy.
But for now, without access to mental health care, he walks the streets of Tijuana with hypervigilance. On a recent morning, as Perez walked to lunch, a white van stopped next to him, and several people started getting off. He was noticeably agitated.
Just the vest and them jumping out of the van like that, you know, it's just like, not again. Because I don't know that if that's just his vest for work, or it looked like a cop vest, or like some army stuff, I don't know. And then just jumping out the van, stopping like that, it just freaks me out.
Perez was already on edge. He hadn't slept in days, and my presence there didn't help. He took a pill he bought at the pharmacy for the anxiety and drank tequila at lunch to calm him down. A few hours later, he tells me it worked. The anxiety is gone. For now. For here and now, I'm Marina Zamudio.
And Maria's story was reported with support from the Pulitzer Center.